Hey there, soap fans. It's time for an update on General Hospital daily spoilers for next week, Monday, February 20th through Friday, February 24th. There's a whole bunch of big things happening and some cliffhangers right now that are going to be resolved next week or deepened. So we'll dig into this so you can see exactly what's going to happen. On Monday, February 20th, 2023, as our week kicks off, Spencer Cassadine is consoling Trina Robinson. So it sure sounds like she's going to find out the big news about why Stella missed out on the wedding and this big secret her mom has been sitting on, which is life-changing. Of course, we all saw that very sweet moment at the wedding when Curtis slow danced with Trina. And had they known it, that would have been a, you know, father-daughter wedding dance. But she still thinks Taggart's her dad. And I think most people were expecting either Jordan or Stella to stop the wedding. And then they had that very cleverly, you know, designed promo to show it looking that way. But no, they let them get hitched, which of course complicates everything and makes it oh so much more soapy. So that's a lot of fun. But Trina's upset on Monday and Spencer comforts her. Also that day, Laura really needs to talk with her hubby, Kevin Collins. This is very important because his wicked twin brother, Ryan, is breaking out of the other prison. And so he's about to be on the loose, and that's not good for anybody. But it's not clear if Laura's talking to him about his brother or other things that are happening, like the fact that she can't reach Nicholas. So, you know, it's only a matter of time with that. Also on Monday, the latest spoilers say that Portia has to explain herself, and there's really only one thing that can be about, and it's the big baby lie. Of course, you know, the fact that she cheated with Curtis is common knowledge, but the timing. And there was some suspicions about it, but she lied and, you know, blah, blah. Now it's all going to come back around full circle and bite her. Also on Monday, there's a crime in progress, and Jordan and Mac are rushing to try and stop it. It's not clear, but I'd assume that this might be the jailbreak still in progress where Heather and Ryan are trying to get their daughter Esme, heavily pregnant, you know, out of the low security prison and off so they can be a family together. That'd be a family made in hell, right? So Jordan and Mac are rushing to try and stop it. We'll have to wait and see if that works. This week on General Hospital, Alexis Davis concocts a theory. Now, she's been working really hard on this hook killer case, and she has some suspicions, so it seems likely that her theory is about that. But we'll have to see because, you know, Spencer came to talk to her about some things, and so she has a few irons in the fire. She's got that thing going with Gregory. But next week on Monday, her theory is confirmed. So is it about the hook killer? I don't know. And that's the other thing. That other crime that's in progress might be the hook killer thing. But with the breakout going on with the two nut jobs and Esme, you know, it's just going to kind of be a free-for-all late in the week and heading into next week in Port Charles. On Tuesday, February 21st, we're going to have Felicia Scorpio tending to someone. One of her friends is hurt, physically injured, and she's there to help them. So is this Anna? Is this somebody else? We'll have to wait and see, and we'll have to see if it's part of the crime in progress. Like if they thwarted a hook attack and Felicia, one of Felicia's friends is the victims, you know, there's a lot to see there. Meanwhile, Ava Jerome hears a confession of something that really surprises her. Of course, she's done a really surprising thing and killed her husband. So what kind of confession does it take to stun Ava? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Also on Tuesday, Heather Weber makes a move that is completely shocking and jaw-dropping. Is she going to abandon Ryan and try to make off with Esme? Who knows? She's just like a whole bag of cats worth of crazy. So it's very interesting to see what's going to happen there. I have to say that I love Robin Mattson's work as Heather, you know, over the decades. Obviously, she was great and really great with her interaction with Roger Howarth as Franco back when he was alive. But this recast has been just, to me, a whole ball of fun. Allie Mills was really good over on Bold. But if you watch Bold and you're a newer watcher, you see Kindly Pam at the desk at Forrester Creations with her lemon bars. Way back in the day, Pam was a complete nut job who tried to kill one of the ladies by smearing honey on her and letting a bear attack her. So back in the day, she had this, you know, just bat crap crazy streak. And so she's been like a masterful recast as, you know, completely and utterly batshit crazy Heather. So she does something unexpected and stunning on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, Curtis needs to open up and tell his father some things, tell Marshall some things. So, you know, we're wondering if at this point, Curtis doesn't know that Trina either is his daughter or could be his daughter, and he's telling Marshall about it, because there's a lot of symmetry there where Curtis spent a lot of the years of his childhood without a dad, without Marshall present, because of the big lie that he was dead and Stella kept that secret. And now we've got this other secret where this baby, you know, daddy reveal means that Trina has spent all these years without her biological father. So there's some neat symmetry there where in both situations, Curtis didn't have a choice. He didn't have a choice about what his dad did, denying him those years together. And he's not had a voice or a choice in Portia denying him all these years with his daughter. So this is huge. This is a deal breaker. It's hard to see how he's not going to be like, whoa, let's just tear up this marriage contract, this marriage license before the ink is dry, because this is not great. This is not a great way to start a marriage, and these are just, the lies are too big. So he'll talk to his dad. Also on Tuesday, Alexis has some information for Trina and Spencer. Now, it's not clear if this is about his interest in taking custody of his sibling that Esme is carrying, or if it's about the Hook Killer case, because of course Trina's very worried, because it seems that a lot of the deaths swirl around her existence. So Alexis has some big news for them on Tuesday. Midweek on General Hospital on February 22nd, there's gunshots at Spoon Island. Something is happening at Windermere. Who's firing gunshots? Is this a new thing? Is this Austin's awful cousin Mason, or is this Austin and Ava's plan to try and cover up her, you know, manslaughtering? I won't call it murder, because I don't think she was intending to kill him. She was intending to stop him in the middle of his threats to kidnap her baby girl. I'll call it manslaughter, but it wasn't good. It was definitely a crime. But she's got a doctor conspiring with her, and they still need to move this body. So, you know, are they going to like fake some kind of home invasion shooting and him falling off the parapet? Who knows? Who knows? We'll have to see. But there are gunshots on Spoon Island. Also that same day, midweek, Elizabeth Weber is begging her ex-father-in-law, Scotty Baldwin, for something. We know that she's still very intent on going to the PCPD to confess her role in, you know, aiding and abetting Nicholas for him keeping Esme captive. She's very intent on that, even though Finn keeps trying to talk her out of it. Even at the wedding, she was like kind of saying a goodbye to people she thought she might not see again, because she expects that she's going to go to jail. So maybe she's begging Scotty, you know, not to try and talk her out of it. Maybe she's begging him to watch her boys for her, because he cares for them, you know, as if they were his own grandkids. So we'll see how that interaction goes. Spoilers later in the week definitely have us thinking that he's going to advocate on her behalf about this crime. Also, Max Scorpio has to deliver some bad news. So there's two pieces of potential bad news that he could be delivering. One is that Nicholas Cassadine's body has been found out on Spoon Island. The other is that the two nutcases broke out and took Esme with them. Or maybe he's delivering all that bad news. So we're just going to have to see, but he definitely is delivering news that people do not want to hear. Also midweek, Taggart goes looking for his ex-wife, Portia. So once word reaches him, he's going to be super pissed off. I mean, who wouldn't be? In a way, he was given a gift of being a father to Trina for all these years, and he definitely loves her like she's his own. So in a way, it's a gift, but it's a huge betrayal and it's a huge lie. And of course, he is probably worried that he's going to lose his daughter now that she knows Curtis is her dad. So Portia's just this big crock pot of mess that she's cooked up that everybody's dealing with. And now she's got to face Taggart and explain herself to him. Also on Wednesday, Esme Prince needs a doctor. She's not quite due yet, but it seems like the trauma of the breakout, and of course she knows Heather, and Heather warned her against Ryan, and then bam, he's stabbing people and they're breaking out together, and you know, it's a little stressful for a pregnant woman. And so she is going to go into labor early, and we'll see what happens. The good news for her is, for those of you who might not remember, her awful father, Ryan Chamberlain, was a pediatrician. He was still a serial killer, but his profession way back in the day when he was still a legitimate doctor was a pediatrician. So he and Kevin are both doctors. Of course, Kevin is a psychiatrist, but yes, Ryan, his evil twin, is devilishly clever and is a medical doctor and was a pediatrician. So he's probably, you know, well able to deliver his grandchild and take care of her, but we'll have to see if, you know, she and Heather let that happen, or they try to get her to medical care, but there's a doctor with them. You know, I'm guessing the medical license isn't valid anymore considering how long he's been institutionalized, or he was off like doing dirty work for the WSB rival organization. So we'll just have to see. On Thursday, February 23rd, Dex Heller is not quite telling the truth. He's telling some half-truths, and it's not clear who to. Likely Sonny, because he's still hiding from Sonny that he's involved with his ex-stepdaughter, Jocelyn Jax. He doesn't want to stop seeing Josh, but he's also not ready to tell Sonny, and he's still kind of halfway working with Michael, and of course, Michael doesn't know about him and Joss, and he doesn't want him near her, so Dex has got a lot of irons in the fire, and he's still trying to keep Joss warming his sheets, so it's going to get really messy for the guy. Also on Thursday, Carly Corinthos is there to give somebody some support when they need it. There's an array of people this could be, but we're going to guess Willow Tate, whose clock is rapidly running out and she wants to marry Michael, and you know, things are looking bad, but they are trying to figure out a way to save her. And of course, we've heard that Liesl Obrecht is going to be a match to donate stem cells to her, since the final hope failed, which was getting stem cells from the cord blood. A side note, me personally, I had my cord blood harvested when I was pregnant with my youngest child because I have an autoimmune disorder, and stem cells they're developing all kinds of therapies with it. And stem cells are flexible enough where you can treat almost anyone in that child's family. So for a baby, the stem cells can treat a sibling, a parent, even a grandparent, aunts and uncles. They're amazing for family relations. And it's pretty easy to collect them. And personally, our doctor collected ours, and then it's in like a little bag, and it's in a box, and they handed us the box. And you have baby brain when you have a kid and you're very distracted. The box went into the back of the car, promptly forgot about it for a full week. And this was early November. It was cool, but not, you know, terribly cold, not refrigerator cold where we lived. And I found the box a week later, still sealed up, unmailed. And I was unbelievably distraught because I knew this would be my last child. And I thought it'd be my last chance to have stem cells that might help cure my lupus or treat it. And, you know, I have other family members with lupus. So this was kind of a big deal. My husband said, just, you know, calm down, let's mail it off, let's see what happens. So we mail it off. It's been sitting in the car for literally a week and then a couple of days in the mail. So probably 9 or 10 days after giving birth. And they literally, the stem cells held, and they harvested millions of stem cells. So I have to kind of call shenanigans on General Hospital's writing. We know that soap writing, you know, isn't always realistic. But in this case, I even did some research to try and find cases where stem cell harvest from cord blood failed, and I couldn't find any. I mean, I guess it happens if you just I don't know, poke the wrong thing and spill it all over the floor of the delivery room and the operating room. But I do call shenanigans on that because those stem cells definitely would have worked to help her leukemia, and the odds of them not getting enough is kind of crazy. But, you know, let it slide. Anyway, back to soap spoilers after that little personal thought on what I think is some kind of sloppy writing over there. Anybody who knows something different or who had a cord blood harvest fail, and so they've had this experience, feel free to leave a note in the comments. Let us know, because I'm very interested in this, you know, just to see, because it just doesn't feel legit. So back to Thursday, February 23rd, General Hospital spoilers. Sonny Corinthos goes to Brooklyn Quartermain, and he needs some help. We'll have to see what that is about. Also that day, Sasha Gilmore is sticking to her guns. She's resolute about something. Remember, Gladys is in debt. She's in gambling debt. She's up to her neck with Brad's wicked aunt. And she offered her Brando's garage. And they had already been talking about selling it, but that was selling it to have proceeds to, you know, pad her bank account against, you know, life expenses and future things. But Gladys wants to sign it over to clear her gambling debts while lying to Sasha about it, because she's got that guardianship control over her finances. And so it's pretty clear that Gladys is going to be pressuring her, and perhaps that's what Sasha's sticking to her guns about, because that's like her main storyline right now. Also on Thursday, Nina issues a warning to Drew. Nina's not sure exactly why Drew and Carly are sticking around, but it's going to become clear soon to her. And in the meantime, she has a warning for him, and that's probably not going to go over well. And he's probably going to, you know, take it to Carly, and we'll see what happens there. As the week closes on February 24th, 2023, we see Scott Baldwin urgently trying to speak to DA Robert Scorpio. Clearly, this has to be Scotty going to Robert about Liz and trying to save her bacon, because he doesn't want her to go to jail. And the bottom line is, Nicholas is, by then, he should be confirmed dead, because that looks like that all goes down next week. So with the primary criminal that she was aiding and abetting dead, with Esme now even more of a criminal herself, even if she's not the hook, she has broken out of jail, of prison, with her, you know, biological parents. So she really doesn't have a leg to stand on. She won't gain anything from pressing charges on Liz. The city won't gain anything. It was a bad situation. So we're pretty sure that Scotty is gonna try and talk to Robert and get him to give her some kind of deal, some amnesty deal, some maybe community service, something. We'll have to wait and see how that comes out. But, you know, we don't want Liz in jail. So we'll see. Also, Dante and Jordan are interrogating a suspect. There's a wide array of these things because, again, we got the jailbreak, we've got Nicholas's body presumed dead, and we've got Nanny Maggie over in the UK, although it would seem very strange if Dante was able to haul her back to the US. But at any rate, Dante and Jordan are grilling somebody about some stuff. Also, on Friday is the weekend. Esme is worried. So maybe she's still in labor. Maybe things are progressing. She still doesn't have her memory back. This should be interesting. Also on Friday, Jocelyn Jax is unsure how she feels. So is this about Dex? Is this about something else? We'll have to wait and see. Is this about the revelation, you know, from Trina? Surely Trina will tell her that, oh, swapped daddies. Lots of drama there. So Friday, Laura and Sonny are comforting Spencer Cassadine. This is the spoiler that has me very sure that whatever has gone on Monday at Spoon Island is about covering up perhaps the way that Nicholas died and Ava's role in it, and just making it look like something else happened to Nicholas. And given how shady he's been for so long, yeah, maybe they'll get away with it. We'll have to see. But Lauren Sonny comforting Spencer, all that adds up to is either it's about Esme and the baby disappearing, but that doesn't seem like something he'd need comfort about. It seems like he'd be more, you know, angry it seems more likely that it's about his dad being dead, which he doesn't seem to care if his, you know, he's been saying things like, oh, he wouldn't, you know, really care if something happened to his dad. But when harsh reality breaks in and he finds out, oh, my dad's really gone, my one living parent, and that's the, you know, he's an orphan now because his mom died a long time ago. This is a big deal. So there's a lot to see and unpack next week. So don't miss any moments of the ABC soap opera and check back at Soap Dirt for more. And we hope you enjoyed these GH spoilers for the week of February 20th through 24th, 2023. Thanks.